From Spark and Anvil and Starforge, this is Quiver, in Chapter 1 of the Starforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Quiver floated in space. Quiver was a bright little creature. Quiver wore a shimmery astronaut suit. The suit was warm gold, and Quiver's glow did something special. It pulsed, bright, then dim, bright, then dim, like a tiny glowing heartbeat. A young stargazer watched Quiver's pulsing glow. It keeps getting brighter and dimmer. That is the beat, Quiver said. Quiver pressed a hand to its glowing middle, feeling the pulse. The star puffs up. It gets bigger and brighter. Then it squeezes back down. It gets smaller and dimmer. Then it puffs up again. Bright, dim, bright, dim. Always the same rhythm. The stargazer counted along. It's like a heartbeat. Exactly like a heartbeat, Quiver said, glowing. Slow ones beat slow. Fast ones beat fast. But each one keeps its own steady time. The Academy asked Quiver to teach a class. Our students think all stars shine the same way, they said. Will you teach them the ones that pulse? Quiver beamed. Yes. Quiver teaches one rule. Watch the rhythm, not just the brightness. Quiver pulsed slowly, then explained. Count how long between one bright moment and the next. That is the star's beat. And here is the wonderful part. For these pulsing stars, the beat tells you how bright the star truly is. Knowing how bright it truly is and how bright it looks from here tells you how far away it is. So a pulsing star is like a lighthouse with a clock. It helps us measure the distance across all of space. A student counted a star's beat and gasped. Its heartbeat helps us measure how far away it is. Yes, Quiver said warmly. The steady beat is a gift. After class, Quiver floated alone, pulsing softly. Bright, dim, bright, dim. For a long time, Quiver had felt self-conscious. The other stars shone smooth and steady. Quiver could not hold still. Quiver was always swelling and shrinking, brightening and dimming, never quite settled. Quiver had wondered if its restless pulse was a flaw, a wobble, a fidget, a failure to simply shine steady like everyone else. But floating there, feeling its own steady beat, Quiver remembered the student's gasp. The pulse was not a flaw. It was a rhythm so dependable that others used it to find their way across the whole sky. Quiver's restless beat was a kind of lighthouse. The very thing Quiver had felt shy about was the thing that helped everyone else measure the dark. A warm, glowing pride pulsed through Quiver, in time with its light. Bright, dim, bright, dim. Quiver smiled, glad to beat its own steady, useful, beautiful beat.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Quiver. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.